Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you. It's May 5th, 2025. Is it today they call Cinco de Mayo or something like that? There's some type of celebration, yeah, that goes on today. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Let me see who's coming in. Don't mind me here for a minute. Sometimes my eye tears, and I just have to make sure I get it before we get into the plethora of information we have to talk about tonight. So let's see who's coming in here. Hello to you in Michigan, and then Albany, Georgia. Hello from the Bushnells. Hello to you too. God bless you both. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else. Let's see who else is coming on. I'm reading the comments too. I see South Jersey. We see some prayer requests. So if those of you who are on the chat could please pray for the prayer request, we'd very much appreciate it. Cincinnati, Ohio, God bless you. Very happy to see you on with us tonight. Let's see who else. UK, hello to our international audience coming in and all of our viewers in England who watch you. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Ewing Township, New Jersey, God bless you. Hello to our neighbors in New Jersey. Indiana, Baytown, Texas, hello to both of you and hello to all of our viewers in Texas. We have quite a lot of viewers in Texas. We have some people on our team from Texas, so God bless you both. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see. Oh, let's see who else. Louisiana and Peru. Well, hello to you in Louisiana and in Peru and to our viewers in South America. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight as well. I see Ohio, Vermont. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. South Carolina. I see South Africa. Hello to both of you and God bless you and our viewers in South Africa who are watching tonight. We're very happy to have you on with us as well. North Dakota. Hello. God bless you. I see, let's see who else. Oh, Tampa, Florida. Hello to our Florida viewers as well. God bless both of you. Orange County, California. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Windermere, Florida, and Chicago and Alabama. God bless you both. Wichita, Kansas. Hello to you. God bless you. Upstate New York. Hello to our neighbors in upstate New York and northern New York. God bless both of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see. West Jordan, Utah, and Pagosa Springs, Colorado. God bless you both. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else. Honeyville, Florida, Tucker, Georgia, Orlando, Florida. God bless all of you as well. Hello to you in Ontario, Canada, and all our Canadian viewers. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Very happy to have you on. Okay, we'll do a few more. I see England, more England coming in. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Kentucky as well. And Missouri, God bless you, as well as Indiana. God bless all of you. Oh, and let's see, we'll do a few more. I see Dallas, Texas. God bless you. Thank you for the compliments of the color blue that I'm wearing tonight. I very much appreciate that as well. This is from Boston proper, but it was from a few seasons ago. So I don't know if they still have it, but this came from Boston proper. Okay. Oh, let's see who else. Sacramento, California, and Eureka, Montana. God bless you. And hello to our beautiful friends in Long Island, New York, and all of our watchers who are part of the boroughs down in New York City. We're very happy to have you with us. And our neighbors in Connecticut are watching as well. God bless you. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer. I have a very interesting announcement at the end as well. We are working on a night of prayer. It looks like it's going to be the end of next week. We're gonna announce as soon as we have that date locked in. So we will let everybody know. So praise the Lord for that. So let's open up in prayer as people are jumping on. Give this over to the Lord. I find that when you put the Lord first, you give it over to Him in everything you do, including on a broadcast, you're putting Him in His proper place. So this is why I always start with prayer. I want the Lord to go ahead. I want to give it over to Him. I want Him to have the freedom to have His way during the broadcast. So let's all show some reverence, come before the Lord, and begin this evening. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, your almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, coming before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. Father, help us to seek your kingdom first. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father God. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father, that every day you renew your covenant with us, Lord. And we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth as the Pesach Lamb, the Passover Lamb. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus Christ blotted out ordinances, disarmed principalities and powers, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, that that blood speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel. We praise you that Christ defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be victoriously seated at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in. The presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of who you are, your power, your glory, your authority, the conviction and holiness, Father God, of your presence saturate this place. Mightily move, Father God. Let people tangibly feel your presence. Let them feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching, Father. Lord, tonight, order our steps, Father God. Order my words, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. Go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Let us hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers we will not follow, for it is written. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, device, weapon, campaign, demonic conspiracy, witchcraft, spell, incantation, sorcery, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command by the holy fire of God, it is dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted, so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything, Father, sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You're the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. Every time we breathe in and out, we say your name, Father God. We praise you that you are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, Lord, that you order our steps, Father God, the thoughts and intentions you have for us, Father God, are for your children, to do mighty exploits for you, for the kingdom of God, and for and on this earth, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, Lord, that Psalm 91, we invoke Psalm 91 right now, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him will we trust. Praise you, Lord. You deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. And under your wings we shall and will take refuge. Your truth shall be our shield and buckler, Father God. We put the whole and complete armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6 on tonight, Father God. We command the shield of faith go up in front of us to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow and weapon the enemy is attempting to fire at us be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we activate it and all of its capabilities, Father God, to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to destroy and dismantle every plot, word, device, weapon, snare, campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, prosperity, Father God, that you have ordained for us, Father God. Thank you. We have the mind of Christ. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, because it is written. We praise you. We thank you for tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give this over to you. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt that. That's why I kept going. Feel the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are welcome, Father, in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you with us. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us. We're very grateful for you doing that, and we thank you for that. So, I do have an announcement at the end. I'm going to say at the end something really incredible. And so I'm going to talk about it at the end. But there is so much going on that has transpired since the weekend. Prophetically, I'm going to break this all down for you, because what's on the move in the realm of the spirit is coming into the natural in very interesting ways. And I believe there is warnings happening. I believe this 911 thread just got deeper. We're going to go over it from start to finish. I believe as well, China and Russia are mobilizing. We're going to talk about that too, as well as the Secret Service had to open fire yesterday near the White House. There is something so much deeper there that we're going to talk about. So let's start by putting up the first article. We're also going to get into scripture. We're going to show you the biblical parallels. We're going to show you how the Bible comes into today, and that it is not an ancient book to be in the ancient. It is a book that was written thousands of years ago that contains the present and the future, because it is living, active, and current for every generation. Okay, so Day 66, I know this is CNN, the Clinton News Network, I'm sorry, but the title was important. Day 66 of the Middle East conflict. Iranian attacks on UAE, United Arab Emirates, now they're firing missiles at the UAE. Trump warns against targeting U.S. ships. Well, we're dealing with Ishmael, what do we expect? Ceasefire under strain. The ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran is being tested after both sides fired shots in the Strait of Hormuz, prompting President Donald Trump to decline to say if the truce remains in place. In addition, the United Arab Emirates, a U.S. ally, said its air defense has engaged 19 Iranian missiles and drones, and that a drone attack caused a fire at an oil port in Fujairah region, I guess is the name of the region at the UAE. Now, I find it interesting it's the number 19, being that the number 19 horse at the Kentucky Derby, which we're going to get into, Golden Tempo won with Renegade in second. And we're just going to, I put out a short about that over the weekend, and praise God, it went viral. It's got probably about 1.4 million views right now, and we praise the Lord for that. But it goes so much deeper. What is moving about with all of this? And this is why you're seeing patterns form across countries and across nations. But what I want to focus on here is that day 66, it's the year 2026, it's day 66, and this is when missiles are starting to fly again at the UAE and over the Strait of Hormuz. I don't think that's a coincidence, do you? Also, there are 66 books in the Bible, and we're watching an Exodus moment and a battle now on the water. The battle is now, they're opening fire on each other. So the battle has now, it is openly engaging at the Strait of Hormuz, just like the battle at the Red Sea went into the water. The battle here now is most definitely going into the water. So we will put up the Fox News article. Trump opens Hormuz under fire with Project Freedom as Iran warns of attacks. Now, the operation involved guided missile destroyers, more than 100 aircraft, and roughly 15,000 service members to do Project Freedom here. The U.S. operation to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is unfolding under fire, with American forces intercepting Iranian missiles and drones and destroying attack boats targeting commercial shipping as they begin moving vessels through one of the world's most critical waterways. U.S. Central Command said two U.S.-flagged merchant vessels have successfully transited the strait under the effort dubbed Project Freedom, even as Iranian officials rejected the claim as baseless and warned that any foreign military presence would be attacked. Now, President Donald Trump warned that any Iranian strike on U.S. vessels would be met with overwhelming force, saying Iran would be, quote, blown off the face of the earth. Remember, you're negotiating with Ishmael. While the senior Iranian commander said American forces would be targeted if they, quote, approach and enter the strait. Okay, now, this has quickly turned into a direct test over who controls the Strait of Hormuz, with U.S. forces moving ships under fire while Iran threatens to strike any foreign presence, a clash that could pull the two sides deeper into open conflict. Now, this is actually day 66, right? Which is interesting. In the year 2026 is where the battle on the water has truly ramped up. So last broadcast, we went over the battle in the water in the book of Exodus at the Red Sea, where Pharaoh and his army in hardness of heart came into the water to engage and attack the people of God, to attack Israel. Now we've got Iran firing missiles at the UAE. And what we are watching is Arab nations now again beginning to engage Iran. Now they are drawn in by Iran's own foolishness because of a civil war from within of Iran's leadership, which means we may see Arab nations form a coalition and attack Iran, where the U.S. isn't playing the main role. They're playing a supportive role. This could be exactly what President Trump wanted to see happen. And we're watching it unfold before our very eyes. Now, I want to play for you this clip from April 16th, 2024. So over a year ago, I warned that this was coming with the Strait of Hormuz. We have that clip for you now. I even mentioned the United Arab Emirates in the clip as well. And so we're going to play that clip for you now. So this strait, the Strait of Hormuz, is going to become a point of contention between Iran and European nations and Israel. It is going to become a point of contention more and more. This is going to become a hotbed near this strait. So just remember Strait of Hormuz, okay? Because basically it was going to become a battle. And that's exactly what we have watched unfold. That was April 16th, 2024. And now we're literally watching the battle for the strait happen in the window between Passover and Pentecost. We literally watched the showdown happen during Passover. It has continued into the window between Passover and Pentecost. And now they're actually now starting to battle it out on the water. So this is following the book of Exodus. That's one of the biblical parallels we are watching happen here, as it's following the book of Exodus. Now, to switch gears, because this is what's going on over in the Middle East, right? And it's rapidly changing every day. Something happened yesterday near the White House. And so this is where it's going to get real interesting, what I'm about to show you. So everything I'm about to show you from this point on is going to get prophetically fascinating how all of this is connected. So we're going to put up the news article for you. Man allegedly opens fire on Secret Service near White House as child injured in the chaos. The Secret Service said a child was injured when the suspect opened fire on officers who were pursuing him. The shooting happened at 15th Street and Independence Avenue in D.C. U.S. Secret Service officers shot an armed person Monday near the White House, according to a federal source familiar with the incident. The shooting happened near 15th Street and Independence Avenue, a little over a half a mile from the White House, close to the Washington Monument. Okay, it was the Secret Service Uniform Division officers who engaged the individual after they pulled a gun. Now, I'm going to show you something here. There's a pattern forming. And to show you this pattern, I have to take you back to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and the assassination attempt that happened Saturday, April 25th. Where was that dinner? At the Washington Hilton on April 25th. So, okay, April 25th, right? 2 + 5 = 7. Now, today's incident, or yesterday's incident, I was writing it yesterday, some of this, but yesterday's incident happened on the 4th. So you have the 25th at the Washington Hilton. You have the 4th near the Washington Monument. So you have, what do you have here? You have 7-4. 7-4 happens to be the 4th of July, right? Our 250th anniversary. The incident happened on Independence Avenue near the Washington Monument. So you're having between, in the past 10 days, you're having the Washington Hilton assassination attempt. Near Washington Monument on Independence Avenue, you're having now a gunman that they had to open fire on. And the two dates, April 25th and the 4th, 2 + 5 = 7, make 7-4, or July 4th, our nation's independence, and it happened on Independence Avenue. Now, I don't think these things are random, how they line up. I believe what's happening in the realm of the spirit is coming into the natural, and this is how we're seeing certain things present themselves right now. Now, to get even more interesting, here we go. Ready? Then comes May 1st. May 1st was the May Day protests. You remember the May Day protests? Now, May Day, the definition of it is an emergency announcement when a crisis had occurred. So when a crisis occurs, people hear Mayday, Mayday. That was 5-1. 5-2, May 2nd, watch this timeline, Spirit Airlines shuts down. So if we go back now to the Washington the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that was April 25th at the Washington Hilton. The address was 1919 Connecticut Avenue. 1919 has 911 hidden within the address. If we go from the dinner and work our way to what just happened with yesterday with the gunman near the White House, this is what you get. 911, Mayday, Spirit, Independence, Washington. If you put all these events together, the assassination attempt at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the May Day protests, Spirit Airlines shuts down, and then you have on Independence Avenue, you have this incident with an armed gunman. You have 911, May Day, Spirit, Independence, Washington. That is the sequence of events. This is not an accident. These are things that we need to pay attention to. And someone's also writing 1919 or 1010. And 1010, John 1010, is the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. But that's the picture that it's painting. Now, we're going to go even deeper. We're going to go even deeper with this. July 4th is the 250th anniversary celebration of our independence. Now, these events are warnings with, I believe, what's being plotted by the kingdom of darkness, its disciples, and we need to pay attention to these things and intercede and pray. Now, this is interesting too. So it was May 2nd, I believe, 2026, Spirit Airlines suddenly shuts down in the fifth month and 6 months almost to the day of the midterms. It shuts down. Now, why does this happen? Democrats blocked the merger between them and JetBlue. Democrats blocked the Spirit merger. That's an interesting sentence right there. I think the plan that's materializing in the spirit and coming to the natural is manifesting in this way, and it should be a warning to all of us about the midterms, and we're going to get deeper into that warning and why I'm saying this. Yes, 7-4 backwards is 47, and that is the presidency we're in, so that is very true as well. But the White House Correspondents' Dinner assassination attempt on the 25th of April, 2 plus 5 is 7, and now the armed gunman on Independence Avenue on the 4th makes 7-4, or July 4th, which is the 250th celebration of our independence, and that was the avenue that the armed gunman was on. Okay, now, to go deeper with this, we need to go back to February. So I can show you the entire 911 thread and what's happening here. We're going to start from February, work our way up to what just happened this past Saturday at the Kentucky Derby, because something incredible happened. So we're going to start in February. We're going to come into present. Okay, let's begin. So we're going to actually go back a little further than that. We're going to start in 1979 and we're going to work our way up, but we're going to make a huge jump into February 28th, 2026. February 11th, 1979, after the Iranian Revolution, the Ayatollah took over in Iran. 9-1-1 is in that date. 47 years later, February 2026, with President Trump as the 47th president and his State of the Union address this year beginning at 9:11 Eastern Standard Time addressing Iran, the Ayatollah is eliminated soon after. The corresponding calendar date for February 28th on the Islamic calendar, the day the Ayatollah was killed, is the 11th day of the 9th month, or 9/11. While President Trump monitored the situation and the operation, he wore his hat that said 4547, which equals 911. 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11. This all happens within the two-year window, what's unfolding, 2025 to 2027, which also equals 911. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. Now, if you're wondering, of all times, why Mamdani at the same time would be raised up in New York City as mayor, I'm going to show you the continued prophetic cycle of 911 that's unfolding in this nation, and we're going to bring it into present. So the Golden Apple refers to Vienna, which was a significant target for the Ottoman Empire during its military campaign in Europe. So the term symbolizes the city's importance of the Golden Apple, as capturing it would have represented a major victory for the Ottomans. September 11th, 9/11, 1683, was the Battle of Vienna for the Golden Apple, where the Muslims were defeated by the Christian Europeans. So to reclaim that day and open a gate, the enemy would have to raise such up in this nation in a time of 9/11 in order to reverse prophetically what happened back then. Now, President Trump, when he was elected in 2024, said we are entering the golden age of America. In just a few minutes, we're going to get real deep with that in a minute. New York City is known as the Big Apple. There is your golden apple, Vienna 911. And New York City is a financial capital. It is also ground zero for 911. And here we see all the symbolism surrounding the Battle of Vienna prophetically taking place now as Mamdani arises in New York City within the two-year window, 2025 to 2027, that equals 911. President Trump's presidencies equal 911. And the year Mamdani was sworn in and the year this battle with Iran began is 2026, which the State of the Union happened at 9/11 Eastern Standard Time. But Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets 2026, is set to begin on 9/11. Now, to go further, okay, to go further with this year for 2026, the Kentucky Derby happens over this past weekend. How does this all tie in to this continued thread that is being run in this two-year window of 911? So we did a short on this and we put it out and you can watch that too. But at the Kentucky Derby, a horse by the name of Golden Tempo wins the Derby. Now we're dealing with Golden Age of America, Golden Apple. A horse by the name of Golden Tempo wins the Derby after coming from dead last, and Renegade comes in second. Renegade was in the number one position. Golden Tempo's number was 19. Together, their positions equal 9-1-1. So the Derby winners, Renegade was in the number one position. Golden Tempo was number 19. Together, they are 9-1-1, these horses. They represent 9-1-1. Why does this all matter? President Donald Trump, when he won, he said, we're entering America's golden age. Obama, when he was president, his Secret Service call name was Renegade. These two horses, their positions, how they came in, equal 9-1-1. President Trump's presidencies equal 9-1-1. His State of the Union address began at 9-11. The Ayatollah was killed on the 11th day of the 9th month, or 9-1-1. This year, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9-1-1. And we are in the two-year window of this all happening. That equals 9-1-1. This is not an accident that this is continuing, that this pattern has continued literally from the beginning of 2025 when that American Airlines plane went down towards the end of January on the date that equaled 9-11. It was January 29th, 2025. 2 + 9 = 11. 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. 9-1-1. There has been a continued pattern since the beginning of 2025, that 9-11 window started, that's going to go through 2027. We have watched this continue. Now, there's something deeper here. Golden Tempo came from last to win, and Renegade could not hold on to the lead. I believe this may be a picture forming of how the midterm races in this nation are going to look in November. Renegade attempts to overtake, representing, right, the Obama side of the aisle. It looks if they're initially going to take it, then at the 11th hour, something will accelerate, and barely the other side will take it. Golden Tempo came for what looked to be dead last and took this race. Now, this goes way deeper than this for the nation right now. So this goes way deeper. Golden Tempo and Renegade, let me just show you how deep the names go for what's happening in the nation right now with these two horses. Okay, the definition of Renegade, you're going to understand why I'm doing this in a minute. It's all going to all connect by the time I'm done. The definition of Renegade, one who rejects a religion, cause, allegiance, or group for another, a deserter, an outlaw, an apostate from Christianity or from any other form of religion or faith. So Renegade was not only Obama's Secret Service call name. The definition of Renegade is a rejecter of the faith, one who deserts such for another, which, by the way, right, in that manifesto that Cole Allen wrote, kind of looked like that in the manifesto for the assailant at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We have groups on the rise in this nation that have rejected such, that have become the Renegades. The way Charlie Kirk was murdered had a lot to do with the rejection of the Christian faith and beliefs in this nation that they are attempting to bring to a crescendo. We are watching in this nation a trifecta arise between Democrats, socialists, and Muslims, all looking more and more to have this country reject its Judeo-Christian founding and foundation and become the Renegade. This with America's rededication back to the Lord hanging in the balance. Now, that's Renegade. Now we're going to go to Golden Tempo because this is way deeper than the golden age of America, and I'm going to get into that with you. Golden tempo. Gold is refined. It is placed in the heat to melt away the impurities that are hidden, yet driven out when the heat is turned up in order to make it valuable. I do not think President Trump realized when he said what he said about America entering its golden age. Prophetically, what that meant is that America is entering a serious time of refining in a furnace of having to purge itself of the impurities that have dulled its purpose and have caused it to stray from its original dedication to Almighty God and to be a proponent of the gospel. Before gold can have its true value, it must be tested. The heat must be turned up. It must be tried to reveal what is truly of value and remove what is hindering the process. We as America are in a heavy season of refinement. That is what the golden age of America represents. And that's why this horse named Golden Tempo ended up winning. And 2028 hinges on us staying the course. This is a 911 moment. This is a testing. The heat has been turned up. And we, along with the leadership of this nation, must stay the course and walk it out with Almighty God through the process and actually be willing to be refined as a nation, because that renegade spirit seeks to derail it, cause the apostasy, and cause 2028 to be lost. You see, there's when something is unfolding in a nation, it starts to come in from the realm of the spirit in all walks and areas of life. You start to see the pattern. You start to see the formations. You start to see in areas that look like they don't go together, events happening that are actually tying it all together. This is why this horse, Golden Tempo, won. It was also the first female trainer ever to win a Kentucky Derby, and I think that's for the years to come. I'm telling you now, there's something to this with that for the years to come when it comes to leadership in this nation. But Golden Tempo and Renegade, their numbers equal 911. It's a 911 refining time in America. As the nation is rededicated back to the Lord, we are going to enter some serious refining in order that we may be what was dedicated to the Lord. The purposes that Robert Hunt in 1607 came to this land and dedicated it to Almighty God and for the sake of the gospel. Now, this is why we're watching this unfold before our very eyes. So this is all of this that I just started back in the Iranian Revolution and brought to now. This all has a 911 thread that is running through it. That is not a mistake. That is not coincidence. There are things we have to wake up to in this nation that are on the cusp of happening, that are on the cusp of happening in New York City, that are on the cusp of happening in Israel, that are on the cusp of happening with the midterms. We have to wake up to this and see with the clarity spiritually and understand that people that don't understand the realm of the spirit want to make you think that none of this matters. And that is why the church has missed so much, because they've actually bought that bill of goods. No, we are supposed to be able to discern the times and seasons. If the trees know the times and seasons that they're supposed to shed their leaves and we grow, we as heirs to the throne of God, we as heirs and we as servants of the Most High God who are in covenant through Christ Jesus with the Most High God should be able to look around and discern the times and seasons that we are in. This is how the church gets themselves in trouble, because they don't want to discern it, nor do they think it's important. And then what happens is the enemy starts his advance. And by the time he's close enough, we've missed it. And this is why it's important for us to understand these things. Now, Job chapter 39, verses 24 through 28, actually follows suit with everything that has just been said. Verses 24 through 28. With fierceness and rage, he races to devour the ground, and he does not stand still at the sound of the war trumpet. As often as the trumpet sounds, he says, aha, and he smells the battle from far away and senses the thunder of the captains and the war cry. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars, stretching his wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high in an inaccessible place? On the cliff he dwells and remains securely upon the point of the rock and the inaccessible stronghold. Now, I'm going to read Job 39, 27 through 28 again. Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high? On the cliff he dwells and remains securely upon the point of the rock in the inaccessible stronghold. Verse 27 talks about the eagle making his nest on high, which is interesting because verse 27 in Matthew 7 talks about the rain coming and the floods coming and the winds blew. And the house that was built upon the sand in verse 26 falling. In this verse 27, the eagle is making his nest on high in a place that the enemy can't access. And then it says in verse 28, he remains secure in a stronghold. Now, I believe that is a prophetic picture of what needs to happen in 2027 for the way that the Lord desires the election to go in 2028 for that to happen. So I believe the eagle has to mount up and make his nest on high, meaning with the Lord, meaning come up higher as America, come back to the Lord, don't stray, because once you rededicate the nation, Satan is going to try to stand up against this nation and its leaders, just like he did David with the census, and he's going to attempt to bring it down. So in 2027, the eagle has to mount up and make his nest on high, where the Lord is. Under the cover and wings of Almighty God, because then, 28, he dwells on the cliff securely then. So I believe that Job 39, especially 27 through 28, has a lot to do with what is going on now. Now, I want to read to you too, throughout the Word of God, the 911 scriptures that are in there. Very interesting. Numbers 9:1-1. On the 14th day of the second month, at twilight, they shall observe it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Think about that. It's talking about Passover. Passover 9:1-1. We watched that happen over this showdown between the U.S. and Iran. Deuteronomy 9:11. It came about at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone and the tablets of the covenant. 9:1-1, the law. 2 Kings 9:11. When Jehu came out to the servant of his master, one said to him, is all well? Why did this madman come to you? And he said to them, you know very well the man and all his talk. 9:1-1, Jehu and the madman. We witnessed that with President Trump and Zoram Mamdani, who literally has the name Madman and Haman hidden in his name. Ezra 9:1-1, which you have commanded by your servants, the prophets, saying, the land which you are entering to possess is a defiled land with the uncleanness of the peoples of the land through their repulsive acts, which have filled it from one end to the other, along with their impurity. That's dedication, 9:1-1. This is why Ezra had to have the nation rededicated back to the Lord, because it was filled with the filth that was being brought into the land from those that were worshiping false gods, and Israel was joining to it. So that is rededication 9:1-1. Now we're going to go on. Nehemiah 9:1-1. Nehemiah 9:11, you divide the sea before them so that they pass through the midst of the sea on dry land. You hurled their pursuers into the depths like a stone into mighty and raging waters. That's 9:1-1 battle at the Red Sea. We're watching this modern day after the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini is killed on the 11th day of the ninth month. We are watching now the battle on the water at the Strait of Hormuz. What did Mojtaba Khomeini and the Iranian leadership just say late last week on Pesach Sheni, the second Passover, which was April 30th, 2026? This is what he said. Iran Supreme Leader statement. The only place for U.S. in the Persian Gulf is, quote, at the bottom of its waters. The Supreme Leader of Iran, despite questions of his health and active hold on the country in crisis, is signaling no retreat on the country's core military programs, even as President Donald Trump seeks peace. So he's saying, we're going to put you at the bottom of the Persian Gulf, which is exactly what Pharaoh tried to do to Israel when pursued into the water. Now, Esther 9:11. On the day the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. Susa was the capital of Persia, which is Iran. This scripture spoke to the fall of Haman and the destruction of those who desired to destroy the people of God, which we began to witness a modern day Purim and Book of Esther at the end of February when all of this began to unfold in Iran. Proverbs 9:11, for by me, wisdom from God, your days will be multiplied and years of life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 9:11, I again saw the sun, that the race is not to the swift and the battle is not to the strong, and neither is bread to the wise nor riches to those of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of ability, but time and chance overtake them all. That is a word for leadership in this nation right now, for mayors and governors and leaders in DC and congressmen and senators. That's a word for them. Now, Isaiah 9:11. Therefore, the Lord raises up Ephraim, raises against Ephraim adversaries from Rezin and spurs their enemies on. This scripture, Isaiah 9:1, comes right after Isaiah 9:10, which says, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have fallen, have been cut down, but we will replace them with expensive cedars. You know what they were saying to God? Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. That's not a new campaign slogan. That's a very old rebellion that was resurrected as a campaign slogan in the face of God before the nation. Now, Jeremiah 9:11, I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a haunt and dwelling, a place of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. I'll tell you, if Israel has the largest gay pride parade in the Middle East in June this year, they may just see this 9:11 moment happen in Jerusalem. Now, Daniel 9:11. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, even turning aside, not obeying your voice. So the curse has been poured out on us and the oath which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. 9:11, a curse is poured out when the laws of Almighty God are abandoned. Some would say 9:11 in 2001, when disaster came on the land, that very land, New York City, the financial capital, because there was a straying and a forsaking of the laws of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we have watched now in modern day in 2026, the mayor of New York City who was raised up now has been sworn in on a Quran with Rosh Hashanah 9:11 approaching. Hosea 9:11. 9:11. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth and from the womb and from the conception. Their glory shall leave like a bird. We are the eagle, America. What happened in 2019? We watched the glory depart when COVID came. We watched for 4 years and what we went through as a nation. It was a very serious moment in America. Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. Do you know there is an angel over the bottomless pit? And his name is Abaddon. It's Revelation 9:11. But in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. So in Hebrew, he's Abaddon. In Greek, he's Apollyon. He is the angel over the bottomless pit. That is Revelation 9:11. if you look at all these scriptures I just read, they're all speaking to what's going on in the nation, or what has transpired in the nation in the past, I don't know, 7 years or so. They're all speaking to it. They're all speaking to what's happened. They're all speaking to what's happened too since 9/11/2001 happened. These scriptures are all speaking to it. It's incredible, but they are. Now, to move on, because we have a lot to cover here of what's happening, we have to talk about as well what happened with Russia and China, because something's moving about right now with these two nations. And we're going to talk about what is going on with Russia and China, because something is not settling for me with these two nations right now and what is transpiring over in that part of the world. So we have the articles for you. Iran issues threat after Trump plans to guide ships through Strait of Hormuz. Yes, Iran is issuing threats in the mist. And then what's happening is Iran's blockade is going global, and it's a warning signal to China and Russia. That is what's being said as well. There we go. Iran blockade going global is a warning signal to China and Russia. Now, this is what it says. Trump calls the blockade unbelievably effective as Marines fast rope onto ships and seize Iranian oil tankers. Now, this happened just in the past couple of days. On Tuesday, U.S. Marines from USS Tripoli once again fast-roped from their MH-60 Seahawk helicopters onto the deck of a suspicious container ship named Blue Star III, heading for Iran. That makes a total of 39 vessels turned back, boarded, or seized since April 13th. The blockade has been unbelievably effective, President Trump said on Sunday. Economic pressure is the main point of the blockade, but it has military impact far beyond the Strait of Hormuz. Okay. And then it goes on to say it's going global, is sending shockwaves through China. China imports at least 70% of its oil. Of that, 90% moves by sea. Iran alone supplied 14% of China's imports last year, with Russia adding another 18%. Most of that oil was moved by Shadow Fleet tankers. For all the talk of China's growing naval power, the sea power phase of Operation Epic Fury is an incredible boost to deterrence in the Pacific. The tactics and joint force coordination on display are not something China can easily match. The web of air and maritime surveillance, intelligence, financial forensics, and sheer audacity is something only America can pull off. Now, Russia and China are getting squeezed in the midst of what's happening. Iran is trying to get to China before Trump does. So the Iranian leadership is actually trying to meet with China before President Trump actually goes and meets with the leadership of China. It was May 7th, 2025, in a word from the Lord, this is what it said. For the union of China and Russia and Iran shall be struck for a time, and a severe deflation, and 2/3 of its combined power in that union shall be taken from the current leader, says the Lord. For this is a time where the old wineskins are failing, says the Lord. For the people cry out in those nations, and the new wine is being pressed, and it is destroying the old wineskins, says the Lord. In that same word, it goes on and says, assassination attempts and successes in this time, says the Lord. Be on guard in your nation, says the Lord, for the church has the power to step in the gap and thwart crashes that have been set into motion by those holdouts of Saul, the holdouts of Ahab, that desire to crush the people that sit in their high place, and attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation, that attempt to call them troublers of Israel. In this time, says the Lord, that shall and will be thrown down, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am sovereign. I sit on the highest throne. Leaders of the nation of the earth, paper doll leaders that have been a mirage, a prop, a ruse, I shall shake you in this hour, says the Lord. And I shall break chains of oppression and attrition in these nations that have bound them for decades, says the Lord. So, that all of that was in the May 7th, 2025 word. Now, why is that important that that was all together? Well, This is what's going on. As Russia and China and Iran are all being squeezed together, what happened? An assassination attempt on President Trump and high Trump officials at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, April 25th, 2026, the last day the Bible was read in Washington, D.C., for America Reads the Bible. Now, 2025, go back to 2025 for a minute. The Purim to Passover window of 2025 entered with a blood moon also. And this is what happened. On Purim 2025, Trump Tower was stormed by a crowd of pro-Palestinian protesters who operate in the same spirit of Amalek that Haman came from the line of, who tried to destroy the people of God in the book of Esther. That is what happened Purim 2025. Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon, was a reversal of that, and President Trump stormed Amalek. And there was a modern day Purim in Iran. Now, what else happened in 2025 in the Purim to Passover window? Russia, China, and Iran met to put pressure against President Trump and sanctions. So Purim 2025, as Trump Tower was being stormed, Russia, China, and Iran met to try to find a way to put pressure on President Trump. Now, Russia, China, and Iran come together in a triangular agreement against President Trump in the United States. That was 2025. What comes in the same window in 2026? So what I just read to you was the Purim to Passover window marked by a blood moon 2025. Purim to Passover window 2026. What happens? Right? What happens? And then beyond that, we'll get into that too. But there's a reversal. And President Trump now storms Amalek. He gives orders to the military to actually go and take out the Ayatollah, right? And we see a modern-day Purim take place in Iran. We see a blockade happen on the Strait of Hormuz, which now begins to squeeze Russia, China, and Iran even further. And then, as that's going on, we enter the window between Passover and Pentecost, and there is an assassination attempt at the White House Correspondents' Dinner targeted at the president and high Trump officials because of what is unfolding in the nation and with Iran and with the blockade and everything else is going on. And now China, Russia, and Iran are being squeezed at the same time we are watching that attempt happen. Now, Iran is attempting to beat the U.S. to China. Something about this China trip for President Trump is unsettling me. Being away from home base before the rededication of the nation is not sitting well with me right now with what's happening. Going and I understand why we have to go and deal with China. I understand why he's got to sit down with the leaders of China. Iran is trying to beat him to it in the midst of this. And China is being squeezed right now with Russia. This is all happening before the rededication of our nation. We are literally watching this one after the other in rapid fire fashion, no pun intended, unfold before the nation. Do I think this is all an accident, how this is unfolding? No, I don't. Because the realm of the spirit, see, people have to stop seeing the realm of the spirit separate from the natural. They are intertwined. And what's happening in the spirit is constantly coming into the natural. And we have to recognize that. And we have to recognize that when there's a battle over territory in the spirit, you're going to see it present a certain way in the natural to try to take that territory. And when God ordains for a leader to fall, or he's deemed the cup of iniquity has become full and now they must be poured out, you will see biblical parallels running next to the events of modern day. We are watching all of that unfold before our very eyes. We are watching certain things come up in the nation right now, between Gunmen on Independence Avenue, May Day, Spirit Airlines shutting down, Golden Tempo and Renegade 911. We're watching all of these things intersect right now, and we can't see them as separate events. We have to see them as presentations of the same agendas, plans, purposes that are moving about in the spirit. That's how we have to look at that, because the enemy, back in biblical times even, was always, if you read scripture, attempting to get into the natural and present himself in a certain way in order to maintain control of certain territories. It's no different now, except it's on a greater scale because you're dealing with the weaponization of the he's not called the prince of the power of the air for nothing, of the media, the weaponization of AI. We're dealing with the weaponization of agendas, right? With the weaponization of man himself in this time. And we're watching this all literally on a collision course happen right before the rededication of the nation. That, to me, is just... we have to be more sensitive to what is going on around us that is running parallel biblically. We have to see this literally as something that helps us to discern and decode the events that are happening around us in modern day, that the enemy really doesn't want to look, make it look like it's got, there is a biblical parallel running, or there's a biblical tie. The keys and answers are in here to what we are seeing unfold in modern day. It wasn't just for the ancient. It wasn't just for the Jews 2,000 years ago. It wasn't just for the Greeks. It is for now. And the church has to wake up to that fact and equip and mobilize in a different way, because we're dealing with a heightened level of sophisticated warfare in this time. And we have to recognize it as such, and we have to armor up as such, and we have to be willing to understand the rules of engagement that are happening right now in the realm of the spirit that is coming into the natural. We have to be willing to come up higher with the Lord, go deeper, and understand that, because the strategies you don't understand, you can't overcome. The battle strategies you're not willing to recognize, you will never defeat. That's why none of, when Goliath gathered and he taunted for 40 days and 40 nights, and the entire army of Israel and the king of Israel, Saul, is there, not one of them wanted to engage Goliath, because they didn't recognize the strategy that God was giving. They didn't recognize the time. They didn't understand that the Lord didn't allow Goliath just to blaspheme for 40 days, just for his health. He was doing it because he was allowing the charges to mount in his courts, to bring forth an even greater judgment against the Philistines. And here comes David, young, brazen, eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit has to say, looks at battle from a spiritual standpoint, looks at it strategically and logistically from the area of covenant. And he comes in and he immediately recognizes what an entire army couldn't, that Goliath had already been judged and lost according to the covenant of God. If somebody would just take the covenant, ratify it before the army, ratify it before Goliath, and say, you are already judged by the grounds of the covenant that Almighty God has created. So therefore you are handed over to me. That's what David did. That's what he did. One shepherd boy recognized what a whole army couldn't. And there is a special breed of warrior being raised up in the church that can recognize right now spiritually what's happening, what the majority of the church can't. The majority of the church is in the corner and they don't want to engage Goliath, because Goliath is big and his weapons are big. But guess what? They forgot how much greater God is. It's not the size of the giant. It's not the size of the problem. It's you understanding the capabilities of the covenant you have with Almighty God and how legally in His court that covenant works in order to give you the jurisdiction to go into a territory and take it in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what the church has to get. This is the time the church needs to wake up and get this. Right now we got a bunch of Sauls in the church. They don't want to fight. They don't want to engage. They want to stand in the corner and let them taunt. David comes in, sees what's happening here from a spiritual perspective, understands the covenant battle, calls him an uncircumcised Philistine. You know what he's saying? You out of covenant pagan. You out of covenant blasphemer. He was right there putting the recognition before heaven that Goliath was out of covenant. And because he was out of covenant, he couldn't be protected by the covenant, but would now be judged by it instead. And in the church, we have a bunch of Sauls that are standing in the corner and they don't want to face the giant. They don't want to deal with the battle. They don't want the messiness of it, the collateral damage of it. They don't want to have to go in and face something because in their mind, that giant has already defeated them. In their mind, the agendas that are going about today like a multi-headed monster from the same body attempting to create the apostasy in this nation, they are letting it boast and mock and taunt instead of taking the word, taking the sword of the spirit, understanding covenant, looking at them the way David looked at Goliath and say, you may come at me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. And this day God will hand you over to me. Why? Because covenant is the judge here. Not territory. Not nationality. Covenant is the judge. And David understood if he killed the lion and the bear, he could take down Goliath as long as he was in covenant with God, in alignment with his will, and doing what he asked him to do. And Saul stood there and got schooled by a 16-year-old young man that had spiritual eyes to see the real battle that was going on. Not Goliath's 9-foot stature, not his spear that was the size of a weaver's beam. None of that mattered. None of that mattered. Because God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. The foundations of the earth were laid by Him. None of that matters. When God is for you, who or what could be against you? That's what mattered. That is ultimately what mattered. And that is what should matter to us right now. If we are in covenant, we should be looking at these battle from the spiritual ground of covenant. Not from, oh, there's a madman who came into the White House Correspondents' Dinner with a gun. No. There was an assignment from the kingdom of darkness to stop the rededication. You see, we have to look at it from this angle because the enemy wants us to just look at it as a random madman. So we never get spiritually into the root of what's happening so we can go in and take care of it as the church. Because that is what we're meant to do. And we have to remember that in this time. We are meant to war that way. We are meant to war that way. And we have to get back to our roots. And we have to get back to basics. And we have to get back to understanding covenant and what that means with Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I felt that. All glory be to God. Okay. So, big announcement. I'm hoping to do a broadcast Thursday night. However, I have been invited down to Washington, D.C. for the National Day of Prayer. So I have been, praise God, invited. We are going. I will hopefully do a broadcast when it's over Thursday night. and I will be able to fill all of you in. But all glory be to God. We got the invite, and we're going, and we praise the Lord for it. We're humbled. We're going to be down there and a part of the National Day of Prayer. So please pray for us. Cover us in prayer as we go. We will try to broadcast Thursday night. We will announce, of course, before that. But we will be broadcasting, of course, from a different location. So I just wanted to tell all of you that so you could cover us in prayer as well, if you wouldn't mind, as we head down to Washington, D.C. for the National Day of Prayer. Secondly, we're going to put up a Brace for Impact. This is on arcofgrace.org, the front page. You can click on the link, Brace for Impact, and you will be able to purchase it. It's everywhere books are sold right now. It is, praise God, it's getting top new release and bestseller in some categories on Amazon. And this goes all the way into 2028. This book covers all the way up to the election. What is happening and a bit beyond. So if you need to get somebody to understand who sees these strange things are going on and they're like, I don't understand what's going on, this would be a good book to begin to explain to them what is happening right now in the nation. There's also an event coming called Awaken the Nation in Washington, D.C. So I am going to be at that event. So you can use you can use the code discount 2026 to get money off of registration, but it is going to be in Washington, D.C. I've been asked to be a part of it, and so, praise God, we are going to do it. Also, buddy, guys, we're trying to help all these animals here that we can't necessarily take in at the moment, but we want to see them get homed. So this is a boxer pit bull mix. He's 3 years old. He is fixed. He is good with children. He would be best as a single dog. So if you're looking for a dog, if you can provide a single dog home, please contact Becky. There is a shelter, I believe, that is closing, and they're trying to adopt these animals out. So please call Becky, 281-960-0580. If you are interested in adopting this adorable dog, buddy, praise the Lord. And two more things before we close. We're going to put up Rafa and Century H2O. This is Rafa. It is a supplement for women. I developed it with Dr. Sherwood. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. It is designed for a woman's system. So what we go through as women, this is designed to help support it. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Rafa to learn more today. And Century H2O, 5-stage under the sink water filtration system. They have them for your whole house, and they have a portable one you can hook up to your hose to now filter water for your horses, your livestock, your outdoor animals. So if you would like to buy this, you can use promo code GRACE10 to get 10% off. You go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Century H2O. You can go to their site and see all that they have available. They have quite a bit of products from under the sink to whole house to being able to attach it to your hose outside to give your animals filtered water that's actually good for them. You can click on the QR code as well on the screen, which will take you right to our ministry partners page, and you can explore all of our ministry partners. Thank you for that. And I think this is where we're going to end for tonight. This has been, I feel like I ran a marathon basically by the end of tonight. So praise the Lord, I ran a spiritual marathon. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for coming on. I'm hoping to be able to go live Thursday after the National Day of Prayer, and we get done with being part of what is happening down in Washington, D.C. And so we will announce that as well. So we always want to encourage you in the word as we... Oh, hi, Buster and Toby. They're on the same bed. Okay, we always want to encourage you in the word as we close. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other psalms there for you, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every evening before bed, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. I do that as well daily because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We're supposed to follow after suit him. in pursuit of Christ. And so basically it's important because he taught his disciples to pray that way. Also, Hebrews chapter 11. Wonderful, also a chapter on faith that I think is highly, highly encouraging. And if you need a boost in your faith, if you need to understand faith more, Hebrews 11 is definitely the chapter to do that. Praise the Lord. So thank you for this evening. Thank you for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you, and hopefully we'll see you on Thursday. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless.